We are on Tadi Dalet Amud Aleph, I believe, towards the bottom. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. You turned it on? Where did he take them to Galus? Marzut Ramal Africa. Lahari Slug, to the mountains of Slug. Av Yisrael, unfortunately, Sipru Bignusa Shalayat Yisrael. They spoke degradingly about Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Sais, when they came to Sais Amri, they said, Shabji Ki Aaron, it's as good as our land. Kimatu Alman, when they came to the city of Alman, Amri Ka Alman, they said, it's like our world. I believe that's what it means. Ka Alman, like our world. What? So, they came to Alman, they said, like Alman, well, they were trying to compare it to Eretz Yisrael. So I thought it means, Ka Alman means, our land is like Eretz Yisrael. That Malcolm, it's like the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says. It's like the Beis HaMikdash. Right. He was the Sais Trey, when they came to the second Sais, it was called Sais Trey, Sais number 2. Amra Chat Trey, it's twice as good as Eretz Yisrael. Period.
This is as they're being taken out.
As they're being taken out. Again, I'm just...
No, I understand, but what's going on? They're going into Galus.
What can I tell you? I mean, it's the day of Yom Kippur. What am I supposed to say? The Takas Kvaidai Yikaid 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 Eish. Under his honor was burned fire. Amar Abyechlin Takas Kvaidai Veloi Kvaidai Mamish. What happened was the clothing was not burnt. Rashi learned, well, Rashi is Machlaikis here. The question is, Rabbi Yechon learned that kvaida means clothing. If the bodies got burnt, the clothing remained intact. So the Rabbi Yechon and Kordli Lamani Machbedusei, Rabbi Yechon used to call his clothing his honor. And they, under their honor, under their clothing, was what was burnt. Blazarim Matachas Kvaida Mamish means under the body. Kestrefis B'nei Aram, Alohalan Strefis Neshama V'Gub Kayim, Amkan Strefis Neshama V'Gub Kayim, the bodies remained intact. Tanamish Medra Bishub and Karko Pari Shechiru Ba'atzmai, Parai who blasphemed by himself, there's a more direct punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sancherev Shechiru Ba'idei Shliach, Sancherev who did his blasphemy through his Shliach, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimena Ba'idei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not even bother doing it himself. Rashi says he didn't earn to be punished by the Rabbanu Shlomo himself. I don't know why that's such a madrega, but Rashi seems to say, Yaitzer, Bazu Yaitzer. It's more embarrassing to be sent to Shliach. I mean, I would assume that it's always better to do things as a Shliach than to do it themselves, but I guess that's what Gemara seems to say. And the Rebbe didn't earn the right to be punished straight by Hashem. Yes?
You really want the answer to that?
Well, if I understand it, if I don't understand it.
I mean, there's basically a mathematical concept of absolute numbers. It's two parallel ones. In which case, -3 is the same as +3. It's the absolute clash, whether it's negative or positive. That's basically the explanation here.
Fine. Again, it goes right over top of me, but that's not so hard, so therefore...
The area code says that the power of Lovin at the beginning of the whole life was at a higher level than Yaakov Avinu was drawn. Direct quote. So, it's, you know...
Okay, again, I understand what you're saying, but, okay. I'm not having to try to fit it in here, but well, maybe a different time. He did it himself. It says, you stepped on the horses. You did it through your messengers. And he killed in the Machne Asher 185,000. Sivit says in the Pasuk, Meroim Kitzai. It says in the Pasuk, I will go up Meroim Oven. One Pasuk says Meroim Kitzai, one Pasuk says Meloim Kitzai. Meroim Kitzai, I guess, seems to be the height of his. How does he translate it?
The remote height.
Remote height, and the other one seems to say the remote lodge. Amar Yisrael Rasha, B'tchila Achav Dira Shamata. First, I will start with the Beis HaMikdash down here, the Achav Dira Shamayla, which, by the way, the Gra learns when we say that, we say sometimes, Sarav is Beisai, Vehichrav is Hecholoi, or just the opposite. One is going on Beis HaMikdash Shamata, and one is going on Beis HaMikdash Shamayla. Because when one destroys Beis HaMikdash Shamata, there is a destruction of Beis HaMikdash Shamayla as well. And that's the double lashon. It says, Hechrav Beisai, Vesarav Hecholoi, the Gra and Bracha says one is going on Beis HaMikdash Shamata, one is going on Beis HaMikdash Shamayla. No, that's not what Zacharim meant. Amar Eiser, right. Without the help of Hashem, would I have been able to get here? Hashem told me to come here. Mahi, what happened? The Shemal Navi the comer, he heard the Navi saying, They treated disgustingly the Mea Shiluach, Hahokim La'at, that go slowly. Umasus es Ratzin ben Ramayo. And they were rejoiceful with Ratzin and Ben Ramayo. I'm Rav Yaisa Mol Targumot HaKron Lavi Yadar Amai Kamer. Tysus and Babakama tells me Rav Yaisa was an expert in Targum. Therefore, throughout Shas, we find Rav Yaisa as an authority in Targum. And he says, if not of the translation of this Pasuk, I wouldn't have known what it means. Chalav Tekatz Amah Hadein B'machus of the Beis David. This nation was disgusted in the Malchus of Beis David, the Medaber Lohim Benayach that led them softly, Kamei Shilucha, like the Mea Shiloyach, the Nagdim Benayach that goes softly. Vesu'iyu, when they became friends, Baratzin Ubaram Al-Yohu, Ratzin, I believe, was the king of Aram, and Baram Al-Yohu is the king of Yisrael, and therefore they get punished. So he heard them say that, so therefore he said, the Rabbanim Shlomo wants me to punish them, so I'm doing it as a Ratzin Hashem. I'm Rabbi Yechon Michael Siva says in the Pasuk, Me'eras Hashem Beis Rasha, the curse of Hashem in the house of a Rasha. When the Zayt Tzadikim Yivayrach and the abode of the righteous will be blessed. Me'eras Hashem Beis Rasha is a Pekat Ben Ramayo. So Echon Mem saw Gaidlus Bekinuach Suda. He ate 40 saw pigeons for his dessert. And he was so for the hungerful. When the Beit Tzadikim Yivayrach Zachizki Melech Yehuda Shariach Litter Yerek Besuda, his home meal considered of a litter, which is much less than a saw of Yerek, and he got filled. Teretz is being full and not being full is the Siyata Nishmaya. Right? There is the famous verse that many Achreidim say, but I'll attribute it to the Kliyakar because he says it on the page. And that is, it says that if you ask the question, Manoicho B'Shana Hashminis, Kodesh Baruch Hu will send the bracha. And if you don't ask the question, he won't send the bracha. Or he'll let us starve if we don't ask the question. Right? The Pasuk says, Kin Saima Manaycha Beshana Shminis, Heimlein Nizrev, Elein Nesim, Vitzivisi as Bechasi. So everybody and his brother says this, but the Kli Yonker says it beferish. That if we don't ask the question, the bracha will be that we won't need as much. And that's a bigger bracha. We won't have to eat as much. Whatever is there will suffice for 3 years. But since some of us, a lot of people, can't live with having less, and they're afraid it won't be enough. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, if you can't get it this way, I'll do it Vitzivisi's Bechasi way, I'll do it my other way. That is the way the Kli Yonker says it. Yes?
This is, one of my favorite Kli Yonkers, but one doesn't have to go there. Out of the four times that today is mentioned in the Midbar and Devarim, Rashi three times, with the exception of the proof text for benching, defines
Sudeya
as having a
brachos
in the
right. End
that you'll...
I'm trimming it into Yaakov, he says it black and white. On this question, on this very question.
Nothing to do with vegetables versus meat.
What?
Nothing to do with vegetables versus
meat. No, it has nothing to do with that. Except you eat less of vegetables, that's what it's saying.
And you're happy.
You look at that front of the radio, say,
which was the Targum?
Yeah.
Chalaf means an exchange, and since my nation was disgusted, Hadein, this nation, the Machus of the Beis David, in the kingdom of David, the Medaber Lohim Benayach, the led. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The Medaber Lohim Benayach that led them softly, Kamei Shalucha, like the water of Shiluach, it's the water near Yushalayim, the Nagdim Benayach that flow softly, the Sri'iyu, and they became friends, Baratzin Abaram Oyo. Ratzin is the king of Aram, and Bayamayo is the king of Israel. Ten Shvatim.
What
does that mean? Saying, why, this is the pasuk that Sacharev heard the Navi saying that they're going to get punished because they did this. So he said, oh, Hashem said they're going to get punished. I'll be the one to punish them. They're too friendly, not with foreign nations. Bayamayo is not a foreign nation. Bayamayo is the Aseret HaShvatim. Meaning, basically saying they're not interested in the right thing, they're interested in the wrong thing. That's all. That's my advice. And he heard this, I will bring upon them as may anor hatsumim v'aradim, the waters of the river that are very strong and many. As Melech Asher, he will pass through Yehuda, shatav avar atav yagia. He will swim through and he will reach to the neck. So then he heard the Navi say that. He said, it's my job to go punish Yehuda. If I think about my time, he punished. So why is he punished? Navi, the Chayre, he heard the Nevuah, so he did the Nevuah. The Gemara was Navi Ateres Hashvatim is Navi. The Navi was talking about that Ateres Hashvatim. Iu of Daitakuli Yerushalayim, he decided to go conquer all of Yerushalayim. Ba Navi Va'amar Lois, and the Navi came and told him, Kiloi Mua Flash and Mutzakla. It's to the one who is tired in Tyra, will not be given over to the one who oppresses it. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Rachid,
he heard the Nebuah, right?
Yes.
So what did it say?
No, it didn't say anything. It made it sound like even the test of Chol of Yehuda.
Why was he punished? He did more than he was supposed to.
Yes.
But how
did
he
supposed
to know that?
That's he should have asked. It's the old thing. Ask before you do.
Like, did he know there was different divisions?
Again, I'm going
to
take it.
I'm not trying to give a. I'm not trying to give a chus for him, but I mean, I just don't know where did he err.
He erred by going beyond what his job was to do. Again, it's not like. The way I understand it, I can only tell you the way I understand it. Rabbanism says in the Buddha that Melech Asher is going, right? So I don't think the Pshadisi said, oh, the Nebuah came, therefore I'm doing it. The way he understood it is that he'll be successful because he has a Nebuah. He does it because he wants to do it. He did it to the whole world. So here's a Nebuah saying that the Klal Yisrael would be punished. So he decides, okay, that gives me permission to go against Klal Yisrael. He's not doing it because he wants to do Hashem a favor.
No, but
he's doing it because he wants to satisfy his own desires. So he makes him, listen, if he's not doing it for that purpose, I don't have to worry about whether he knows right or knows wrong.
This question. Let's say, theoretically, all he did was take care of the 10 Shvatim. Would he have been punished?
Absolutely.
He would?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did Navi talk to him directly?
No, talk to Klal Yisrael.
Really?
Absolutely.
But since
we're here, can I ask you a stupid question? Do you believe that any guy can hurt a yid if it's not a gzeirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So then the guy don't get punished? They're doing what Hashem wants.
But it seems like from this...
I'm asking you a question. Why is that any different?
Right, I understand. From here it seems like
he's
most of...
Did Pari get punished?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so now I'll
take
your question.
Yeah, but
see, you're making it sound that Chonetz sat in shul all day, and he fasted in Yom Kippur, and then he heard the Navi say, you have a job. He says, well, shame Shemayim. I am now doing what
no.
That's not what happened.
Why could the answer be, you know what? Who asked you to be the one to do it? Why could that be the answer?
That's exactly the answer.
That is the answer?
Yeah.
And the answer was they conquered too much.
That's why he... No, second thing. That's what his meaning of this. Had he stopped at that point, he would have been punished anyway, but he wouldn't have been wiped off the map like he was. Because that was, when he goes beyond what he's supposed to do, that's when the Einish hits him. Yes?
The answer when he goes beyond what he wants to do is disingenuous. I mean, at that point, anyone throughout, everything, is anyone who is used as a tool to punish Klal Yisrael gets punished for it. The comparison is not to someone who does their job. Actually, the comparison is the sword which is used to execute someone by it's a consequence.
You're not dealing with his Gemara. Because this Gemara says, my time may anish. The Gemara asks the question. I don't care. Whatever way you're going to do it, let's listen to the words of the Gemara first. Back to Gemara. Why did he get punished? The Navi only told him to do Aseret. The Navi was talking about Aseret Hashvatim. And he went beyond that. That's what the Gemara said. So whatever way you're going to set it up, you're going to tell me that inevitably he went beyond that so he can get punished for doing Aseret Hashvatim. You'll tell me whatever pshat you want. But you're going to have to deal with the fact that it seems to imply in this Gemara that he had stopped after that Aseret Hashvatim. Something would have been different.
Yes,
that's what it
said.
Okay.
He would have left
it. Yeah, but it seems to say, the Gemara says, my time he enish.
Right.
So you're that's saying, my time he enish means to this scale.
Right.
Okay. I'm moving to it.
And there's a Chazal support, there's a Medrash on Nero with the four arrows.
Again, we deal with this Gemara directly.
I know, but I'm just saying, but this question comes up over and over again.
I hear. But this, and very rarely does the Gemara ask this question to say that this is why he gets punished.
Absolutely.
Usually the Gemara doesn't discuss why they get punished.
But
it's
asking about
only
about why he was destroyed.
That's what Dr. Schwab is saying. I didn't give a direct answer. The question is a very good one, I think. It's a possible, definitely a possible shot. I mean, it goes back. This is not the time and place to spend time on this. The pasuk says in Navi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Parai, Ani katzavti ma'at v'heima azru l'ra. I was only a little bit angry, and they took it beyond that. Again, that same concept. Parai is punished. She takes it beyond what I wanted, quote unquote. What the deal was. He went beyond the deal.
He didn't have to do anything.
Again, I'm reading a pasuk. I'm saying whatever pshat you'll say in that pasuk will be the same pshat by Nebuchadnezzar, by Shamgar. That's all I'm saying. It's not the first time that such a concept comes about. The pasuk seems to say that the reason Pari got his punishment is because Ani katzavti ma'at v'heima azru l'ra. And what you do with that is not for now. This is going to be taking up hours of discussion. This is the point. This is what the Gemara is saying here too. I was angry up to a point. Samcharev went beyond that. Now, Dr. Schwab is saying that even had he gone to the point, he would have been punished, and it makes a lot of sense. So you have to say then, why was the punishment in the form that it took? If you want to learn differently, there's ways to learn. This is a shot. Question's a good question. Abraham, I'll say it again. Question was a good question. And, damn, Kim Kippur, I'm be nice. And the answer is a possible answer. That Dr. Schwab will tell you it's the only answer. It could be the Gemara. But again, it's something to be dealt with. It's a legitimate question. Right? When Gaim go and punish Yidden, now, I think, my personal opinion, is if you learn that Dr. Schwab, you say inevitably they do more than they're supposed to, so they can get punished for what they did. But that, again, getting in another subject, I'd rather not go there.
There's no such thing as punishment, there's only consequences. I mean, if one is a tanner, I mean, it's absolutely necessary that there be tanners. On the other hand, you can't go up on Revel.
Okay. Again, I'm always dealing with this word to the Gemara. The ones that are not tired will not be given to those who oppress them. The nation that is tired in Tyra, that tires itself over Tyra, will not be given to the one that oppresses it. At the beginning, he emptied out the land of Zvulun and the land of Naphtali, Va'akran Hikvid, and afterwards he was Hikvid, I guess means was heavy?
Dealt harshly.
Dealt harshly, Eber Ayardin, Gluva Gayim. What does it mean? Like a Rishayim Shekhelu Malayim Ayel Tyra. Unfortunately, that Saras Hashvatim had lightened. Had loosened the yoke of Tyra. Avachreinim shechbidu aleim al Tyra. Ruyim halolu lasus lamneis koivre hayam kudarke hayarden. They're fit for a neis like those who pass the yard and the ones who step through the yarden. Im chayzibai, if the Tyra stops, mutav. Im lav, and he asked like galu bagayim, I will make him into dung amongst the nations. Again, whatever way you want to learn, mutav. We're not going there. It's the same question, same discussion. We'll leave it. Right, Achrad Varam VeEmesa Eli. After these words in truth, Vasan Cherev Melech Asher VaYavad BeYehuda. He came to Yehuda VaYichem Alorim B'Tzoras Tzuris, and he camped against the fortified cities. VaYaymer Levakam Elov, but he said he wants to split them open for himself. Hi Rishna Lai Pardashna. This present to this master because of the truth of Chizkiyo. Therefore, San Cherev tax. The answer is Achrad Varam VeEmes. I told Chizkiyo that I'm going to bring Sancheriv. And I give him Leviathan, and I will give him over in your hand. He will say, thanks, but no thanks. I love Nisim, I love miracles, but it ain't worth going through the agony that I'll have to go through. That he will bring him. That way it won't be a choice. Like I planned, that's what it was. On my mountains, I will turn him into a trough. I will remove his yoke. And his burden will be removed from the shoulder. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it out of reach of tefillah. That's what happened. The Shmuel is to put it out of reach of tefillah. This is what's going to happen. Chizkiyo can daven all he wants. It's very nice and dandy. All his tefillahs will be great. But this is happening. This is what has to happen. Sancheriv has to attack Yerushalayim and have his downfall over there. Had Chizkiyahu been offered a choice, he would have said, Hashem, you're going to kill Sancheriv anyway here, right? So why do I have to go through the tsar of the siege of the fright? What? Well, that was what he would have gotten for. And since Tila makes a difference, it would have changed things. Kadosh Baruch Hu put it out of reach. Basically put it out of reach of Tila. Right? The Gemara talks about Rosh Hashanah, whether our Tila's can be Mevato or Shrua. Is beyond reach of tefillah. That's what the Gemara says. There are things that can change it, but not tefillah.
If every tefillah helps, I'll be in Long Canary. You know,
so we went through this. I think I talked about this last week and a week before. Dr. Gross wasn't here, so I can use the same marshal I always use. Right, your kid is punished, and he cries, and his parents say, okay, we'll give you another chance, everything will be fine and dandy. The next day he has a dentist appointment. So the kid says, yesterday I cried and it worked. So I'm going to cry today, I want to go to the dentist, and my parents won't take me, I don't want to suffer. So he starts crying, he doesn't want to go to the dentist. And lo and behold, his parents take him to the dentist anyway. What do you mean? He cried. And crying is Meir Rachman. It's Meir Rachman. The answer is, the parents know that as much as they would love to accommodate their kids' wishes, he has to get to the dentist. The work has to be done. So what do? In order to make the kid understand that they're not doing it because of bad, they buy teddy bear. They buy him a little stuffed teddy bear and they say, okay, you're going to the dentist and here's the teddy bear. So that's to show the kid, I'm going to, quote unquote, take you to the dentist for you to suffer. And, as I said, Dr. Gross wasn't here last time, it was much simpler. And, but show our love, we give you a teddy bear. There's sometimes that things have to happen because they're the taiva of the person. So at that point, tefillah cannot change that zera. What happens is, tefillah makes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us teddy bears. But since it's the Rabbanu Shlomo and it's us, we don't see it as teddy bears for the dentist appointment. We see it as the Chayrut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not answering our tefillah. Not true. Every tefillah works. Every tefillah gets something. No tefillah is ever rejected. Whether it gets what we wanted depends on the kind of thing. If it was a punishment that can be removed, so tefillah will be Meirah Rachman, and it'll be removed, or lessened, or whatever Rachman can do. But if it's a dentist appointment, it's a dentist appointment, and nothing can be done to change that fact. Yes?
You said earlier that the first
You also say kasei to b'sei for barnazi. You know what I mean? Somebody's got to go to the dentist. Yes.
They were exiled because they had
a losing
of the Torah. But didn't
we
say earlier that
in only in Yehuda and Yemen, there were two countries, two separate states.
But they were still not going all over Eichel and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yes, I'm Dr. Guys. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure I answered the question. Please don't. Don't turn empty hand. You don't say get us what we want. It says don't let our tears go empty. So yeah, you get in the teddy, but you're saying, but no tear goes empty. How can
no? But we would like empty in the thing that we're asking for.
Right, our perception of empty.
Yeah, our perception of empty.
Right. Well, why is that most rabbinic?
Meaning, why isn't it enough? Shul, I don't know. Rashi says Shul Yaimru. People shouldn't say that Tfilu doesn't help. Yeah, because Rebbe told Moshe he has to stop davening. It seems to imply that had he davened, things would have been different. I can't answer the question. I mean, I can, but you know, again, I don't mind doing this, but we won't get any chazaras on. That's to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's choice. He had a choice to go into Eretz Yisrael. He could have gone to Eretz Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael would have paid a price for it. Then they would not have been forgiven for the Chet Egel. The Medrash says he was offered. You said Slachna, you said Ebrona. Pick your choice. So he chose Slachna. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, under your own choice, you have to stop davening. No, Adarabba. The Beit HaMikdash would have been built, it would have never been destroyed, and everything would have been fine and dandy, and those who died in the Midbar would have never been Zechut Tzkiyas HaMetz. So basically, he was given a choice. He chose Slachna over Ebrona. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, "You can keep on davening. You'll go to Eretz Yisrael, but you know, a deal is a deal. You had a choice, you chose, can't have it both ways.
Anyway, similar to David and Melech's
choice. I have no idea. I mean, except for the word choice, I don't know if there's much analogy between the two. Dr. Gemara Weiter. See, that's why, by the way, I don't like the statement that people say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our tefillos. He answered no. I don't think he answers no. I don't think that's the right way of saying it. He answers yes, for our good. Whatever, it's not a, it's, I understand people don't mean, but the word answers no seems to imply that sometimes tefillos get rejected. They never get rejected. They get rejected for the for what we wanted, but it always accomplishes. That's, I think that, I'm not disagreeing with the fact, but I think the wording of that statement seems to imply that nothing got accomplished by that tefillah. Wrong. No tefillah ever doesn't accomplish. Every tefillah accomplishes, yes.
What Rav Margaret is saying is that every tefillah always changes the future.
Exactly. Always changes something, correct. There'll be more rachmim. Where that will manifest itself, again, I draw up a story, it's no big chiddush, but this is a story that happened. A friend of mine died at 42 years old. The Rav in New York, he died at 42 years old. And one of the people who davened very hard for him called up and called, I believe he called him Zelig Epstein, I think. And he said to him, Rebbe, what happened to all the tefillos? All those tefillos, what happened? Well, a few months later, this friend's daughter got engaged at 18. First boy she went out with got engaged. Zelig Epstein picked up the phone, called the guy up and said, there are your tefillos. That's what he said. So I always draw the story because it illustrates the same concept.
If he was 28, it was even a better story.
No, I don't know, but that she shouldn't have to go through the agony. That what's the name again? But it, again, it's the concept is there. That's all. Something my advice. This by Hashem Tzvaka. There it is. That Sancharev and his group come v'yasa avos l'chizki v'siyata and become a trough for Chizki and his group. He will remove his burden from your shoulder and the yoke will be destroyed mit neshemen because of the oil. The yoke of Sancharev would destroy because of the oil Chizkiyo she dialed about the Knesset about the Midrashas that was burning in the shuls. Ma also, what did he do? No, Sancharev abets the Beis Hamedrash. He stuck his sword into the door of the Beis Hamedrash. Amar nizev kol mishen oisik b'tayru yizaka b'charev. Whoever doesn't learn Tyro will be pierced with a sword. B'charev zu. Batsu midan v'adir sheva v'leimotza amaretz. They didn't find one amaretz who didn't keep tumatara. But me give us our antiphorus, but Matatinik Batinaikas Ishvi Isha, Shlahai Bakim Bokustum of Atara, they couldn't keep they did weren't Bakin of Stum of Atara.
The thing about this morning, that's a little exaggerated, right?
No. No, it's not exaggerated.
No, Tino means a sucking
baby. It means any no, that's not true. Tinik does not mean a sucking baby. Tinik means a young child. Oilalim means sucking babies. Tinik is young children.
Which means what?
6 year old.
I don't know.
I don't think tinnik is a Hebrew word. I don't think it says the word tinnik in Tanakh, but then again, that's like a very broad statement for someone who doesn't know three quarters of Tanakh. But in Chumash, it doesn't say the word tinnik.
What was
the devotion
called?
Nah.
All the time?
You tell me one time it says Tinnik and Zaira. I don't remember the word mentioned in the Chumash. Again, once I'm past Chumash, I'm good for Tehillim. Besides for that, the rest of Tanakh, I wouldn't dare say anything. But in Tehillim and in Chumash, it doesn't say the word Tinnik.
It says Tinnik and Nishpa.
That's a Chazal. In Chazal, it's all over the place. I don't know if it's a Lashon Kodesh word. That's all I'm saying. I think tinnik might come from the word yainik. If it does, then you're right. But I think Chazal use it for a young child.
I think it's more Hebraic modernity than Lashon HaKodesh.
They use it in Hebrew? I don't think, again, in Chumash and in Tehillim, to my memory, which I wouldn't vouch for, but at least what I think, it doesn't say tinnik once in Chumash or in Tehillim. The rest of Tanakh, I'm not even going to comment on. It'd be a little bit foolish for me to say. You can do a search, you know, on the thing. And computer knows it a lot better than me. But Leitza Adar Leimer. A person will have one egla and two tzayin. That's all they're interested in. They could sell it for 1,000 silver coins. It'll be desolate. And will gather your booty like a locust. Is it to pillage or to split? Where are we up to? I just lost my place. Locusts don't share with each other. How can we take it as the money of the Aseret HaShvatim? He told them, Gavim. Shaitig vay. Like the touching of the pits that runs through it. Ma gavim halolu malas adam mitum alatara. Avim mayim shayisol kibim shenofu biyadav. The come once the gagetz and the atiyar becomes far.
As an aside, the Mashar says, he says, first time of Oretz, and then it says, which in Tumantara, because they live Tumantara, as Rabbi always says.
Right.
So they didn't know all.
They didn't know necessarily Chashadas.
They knew Tumantara, that was life.
Exactly, absolutely.
Why is the money
that's because that's where they came?
That's where
the money came from. Yeah. That's where some of the money came from. He had a lot more. He had money from the whole world. He had conquered the whole world. I said this a number of times. Jeff looked it up and wherever, and they said that the Assyrian Empire fell apart for undisclosed reason. That's what the computer says. Right? And he conquered the whole world. He had an empire.
He brought everything with him to Shulam.
I don't know. He brought a lot. He had a lot of stuff. What?
He didn't necessarily stop back after conquering nations.
Yeah, I guess as he went from country to country, he swept it along. Travel 10 journeys. 10 travelings, what normally a person does in 10 days, he did in one day. Shemabal, Ayas, Abba, the Megarain, the Migrain, the Michmash, Yachmit, Caleb, Yapkin, Caleb, the Michmash, he sorted Caleb, Abra, Mabara, crossed Mabara, Geba, Mogulon, Geba, are in, Chard, the Harama, Harama trembled, Gibbash, Shol, Nasa, the hill of Shol escaped, Tali, Caleb, Bazgalim, rejoice your voice, Bazgalim, Hakshiv, Elisha should listen, Aviyah, Nasais. Which is 11, as the Gemara is going to say. Another the Matmena, which is still part of it. Yoshvi Hagav Meizu, Oyda Yaim Benayv Lavoid. The day Nayv is still there. We don't have that here. Okay. Right. Hani Tuva Havitz 11. The Gemara is Hali Kaelik Basgalim Navu the Kamel of the Knesset Yisrael. That's not part of his travels. That's what the Navi is telling Kali Yisrael. Hali Kaelik Basgalim Bita Shlav Ram Yitzchak Yaakov. So also mitzvahs they did mitzvahs Kigali Yam like the waves of the sea. Hakshiv Elisha, Laisha, the highly testimony. Don't be afraid of Sancheira, but listen to him in Nebuchadnezzar or Russia. What you do have to be afraid of is Nebuchadnezzar, the muscle carrier, he's compared to a lion. Shem Allah Ayim Yisrael, where the lion came from his den. My Aniyah Anasois, what is Aniyah Anasois referring to? Asin Yirmiya Ben Chukia, Umasnabe, and Tel Nevua, Allah on this, Me Anasois. Asin Yirmiya Ben Chukia, Me Anasnabe, Shem Anasois, Beret Miyaman. Fetik Mami Dami Hasam Ari, Hoka Laish. Ari has six names. Ari, Kfir, Lavi, Lai, Shacho, Shacha. Yachi, Batshulu, he just removed three. So then it's nine. It was 12, now it's nine. Avru, Maber, Taritininu. Avru, Maber is two, which makes it 10. My Oid Hayyim Benayim Lamayim. What does it mean, Oid Hayyim Benayim Lamayim? Amr Abhuna, Oid Hayyim Nishtar, Ma'abayim Nishon Nayim. This is the last day that the sin of Nayim could still have affected. Amr Kadoyi, Stargazers told him, Yazu Sayyid Niyachlisla. You go now, you'll be able to conquer at Israel. Reloy Lo Yachlisla. Urgha the Bayil is Guya Batsari Yayim, Yisanga Bachad Yayim. A path that he was usually traveled in 10 days, he traveled in one day. Kimatili Rishalayim, Shadalay Bistarti. He piled up his pillows, his covers, whatever it is. Ad the Salik v'yatim elu Yeshura, until he was hired in the wall. Ad the Chazi l'chuli Yerushalayim, he saw the whole Yerushalayim. He Chazi Zutra v'ayin, and became small in his eyes. Amal Hidah, he karted Yerushalayim, the Lord Gaishas come as Shurazi, this is why I made the tumble for all my armies, while Lord Kavshas come Adinasa, this was the goal of conquering all the countries. How did he notice this point? He was headed from Yerushalayim from the very beginning. That was his goal. In the Gaim's eyes, you conquer Yerushalayim, you're successful. In the Romans, they minted a coin that said, I don't know Roman, I don't know Latin, that said, capture Judah. It was a special coin they minted in the Simcha that they conquered Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim wasn't France, it wasn't Gaul, and it wasn't Spain. In the eyes of the Gaim, you conquered Yerushalayim, you made it. That was it, because nobody conquered Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was unconquerable. If you conquer Yerushalayim, then you're the greatest. And everybody recognized that, from Sancheirev to Nebuchadnezzar to the Romans. Everybody recognized that, yes.
Judea.
Till today, by the way. Yes.
Judea come to Est.
Fine, that's the way you pronounce it. It was a coin. Still in existence today, I think. They have coins like that. That says that captured Judea. That's it. That was the biggest simcha for the guy, that he got the, that he conquered his life. It was the symbol of you're not totally in control as long as those Jews are still in the Eretz Yisrael. And it's been that way, and it was that way, and it will be that way until Mashiach comes. But this is the thing. So Sancheirev's goal is, I'm going to rule the world. Ruling the world means, I am going to Yerushalayim. That's what the words mean. And that's what his goal was from day one.
All the Crusades.
Exactly.
We tend to have a picture of the world with a fraction of a percent being Jewish. The Mediterranean Rim, because the estimates are in the first century of the Mediterranean Rim, 10% of the population was Jewish. So it was a very sizable part of the population.
Is it because you saw, didn't see any troops, or is it because you saw...
So a weak city was being hungered, was suffering from famine. It was a terrible situation out there.
With
very little troops. But it's amazing, his stargazers tell him he's got to do it that day. He trusts his stargazers to the point that he schleps 10 times faster than he would normally travel. He gets there, he's right there, and then he decides his own trust, to trust himself more than his stargazers. But the stargazers warned him that this is the day, right? You trust to make such a big thing, you get there, and you blow it. But that's the way everybody is.
We're always like that.
We're always that way. That's what I'm trying to say. We're all that way. We trust only to a point.
We have a lack of senses. We trust. If you can't smell, hear, touch, feel, see, whatever, then we have nothing. We trust. But once we have those things,
we don't need trust. It's smaller and weaker than all the cities of the nations, the Kavshas. Allah overcome, he got up. He shook his head. He waved his hands at the mountain of the Beis Hamikdash, the Betziyon, the Lazrus of the Yerushalayim, and the Azar of Yerushalayim. So his troops say, should we attack? You're tired out. Second shot in Rashi. First shot in Rashi is, what? We're going to bother today. Today, everybody will bring the piece that he, that argument that he chopped off of it. Yad vayim ba'ayahu vayetim malach Hashem v'yachim machne Asher me'yishmayin v'chamishim mel of 185,000 troops v'yishkimu ba'barikim v'nukulam v'gorim meitzim, and they were all dead people. Amar Abba behindu the army inchi people say batzina batzaldina. The din is goes to sleep, the din is batzal. He missed his opportunity. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. I wanna, why? Because I'm going to die. I want to wish everybody a happy Yom Tov. We're starting again Monday, March 10th, 2 weeks from tomorrow on Monday. Also, my son-in-law is making a bris here on Wednesday morning, and I think subject to change, of course, at the Shema Shabbos 7:10.